Milwaukee sometimes gets a bad rap for being one of the most segregated cities in the country, but there's no denying how racially diverse it is. It's a majority-minority city, in which Asians make up about 3.8% of the population. The majority are Hmong. In fact, the Milwaukee area is home to the fourth largest concentration of Hmong people in the country. During the Vietnam War, many Hmong sided with the United States, joining in the fight against communism. That made them targets for retaliation after the war. So, in the 1980s, thousands of Hmong were resettled in the U.S. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, many are still seeking the American dream.
It's around 9 a.m. on a weekday morning at Hua Lor's home on Milwaukee's west side. Family pictures adorn the walls of the two-bedroom, one-bathroom house that she rents. Lor lives here with her 97-year-old mother. During the week, Lor babysits two of her grandchildren who are too young for school.
Celia, how old are you?
Two.
You're two? Jeremiah, how old are you? Huh?
You're four?
You're four, yeah.
That's Lor's daughter, A.C. Zhong, translating, because Lor doesn't speak English.
The language barrier and everything is just so hard.
A.C. says her mom is originally from Laos. Like many Hmong people here, Lor moved to the United States from a refugee camp in Thailand. A.C. asks her mother if she misses home.
Yes. There's times where I come over and she would watch YouTube. And they'll just be, you know, she'll just be looking at the mountains, and then she would just start crying. I'm like, why are you crying?
AC says Lor describes life in Laos before the Vietnam War as stress-free, but here it hasn't been that way. Lor's only income is from SSI. Up until about 6 years ago, she had a husband who worked in manufacturing, but now they are divorced. AC was born in the U.S., so she doesn't suffer from homesickness for Laos like her mom. But AC says she's had her own struggles. She says it was hard growing up with refugee parents and six siblings.
With the limited financial that we were getting in the household, was really hard with seven kids. I wasn't able to do a lot of stuff with school. Even when I need help with homework, I wasn't able to get the help. So it's if I go to school, I have to just pay attention and really, you know, focus with my education in order to get my work done.
Now at the age of 27, AC is married and the mother of four boys. She's pregnant and is expecting a fifth son this month. She says she got married when she was 16. AC says marrying so early used to be common in the Hmong community, but she says young people are doing things differently these days.
You're pretty young, so when you say the younger generation, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm pretty young, but again, because I'm married young too, and I was able to adapt within the older generation, but then also understand my generation. And with the experience, you know, helping my mom versus someone else that's my age, you know, had a better, easier life with parents that were able to drive, able to go to school and educate themselves.
The 27-year-old says she wants more out of life. She says she's ready to go to college and become a nurse. And AC says she wants her piece of the American dream, owning a home.
We live in America, and maybe something, there's a lot of stuff we haven't, you know, achieved or succeed, but at least we own a home. And that we've did it for some time.
AC also has big dreams for her sons, including making sure they attend college.
I don't want them to, you know, follow my step. You know, my goal is to, of course, not follow my parents' step and to be successful. It's a little delayed, but I still plan to, you know, still finish my goals. And I want my kids to see that so they don't have to repeat another generation of, you know, suffering financially wise and having a hard time with, you know, life.
Tomorrow morning, we'll have more of the Hmong experience in Wisconsin. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.